Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. All-state music students from Pella High School, Annalie Babcock, Jack Stratton, Lynn Nickel, Julia Smart, and Sam Burrows join us on today's program to talk about the Iowa High School Music Association All-State Festival this week at Iowa State University and upcoming music concerts this winter at Pella High School.
First of all, congratulations. For each of you, why don't you let us know what it means to be either going for the first time or going back and what this opportunity means to kind of advance your music career here at the high school.
So this is my second year returning to the festival, and I think it's just a really great opportunity to play among other really good musicians. We get to be exposed to that kind of atmosphere, and I think it's really special that you only get to experience at Allstate.
This is my first year going, and I'm really excited. I'm especially excited because the orchestra at Allstate isn't just four instruments. It's kind of a symphony, and so I'm really excited to experience that, which isn't really here at the high school. And I'm excited to play with all of these amazing musicians.
Yeah, this will be my first year qualified, and I'm really excited. I see the people that participate work really hard to qualify, and so I'm just really excited to be able to perform with people who are really passionate about the inspiration of music.
This is my first year qualifying, and I'm just super excited for the really long rehearsals. I've not done that long of day rehearsals, but I'm really excited for it because it's working with some of the best in the entire state. Like, I know a lot of the names in the bass section just because I've heard them play at other competitions and stuff, and I'm just super stoked to be doing it.
I'm really excited to get to play with the high level of musicians that are there again. It's always an overwhelming feeling of just, like, wow, when you see it, like how good everybody else is around you. And it's just really nice to play with them.
Well, and all of you kind of talked about what that means to be playing among the best. So I guess I'll kind of throw a little bit of a curveball instead and kind of talk about how the music programs here have prepared you. How do you feel, whether it's your band or orchestra, or choir, teachers over the years have prepared you? And why do you think that kind of allows so many Pella students to go to Allstate each and every year?
I know that our band department is especially really good at not only preparing us with the repertoire we have to audition with for Allstate, but also developing our own techniques throughout the year when we're off season. And I know for me that I was really bad at rhythm. So I spent an entire year with my band director in lessons, just focusing solely on how do I count, which helped me a lot in preparing effectively for Allstate.
Yeah, I think that our lesson teachers have helped a lot. Mrs. Bendon, who was my teacher for 2 years, and then Mrs. Crawford, who is now, really prepare us in individual lessons, and they really emphasize that it's more about the experience, and even if you don't get in, just auditioning will make you a better musician. And so I appreciate that they just want us to be the best musicians we can, and they help us do that by auditioning for Allstate.
Yeah, I didn't really grow up around here in this area, and I was really impressed when I moved here. I had already kind of learned a little bit of technique here and there with each of, like, the instruments that I played and with my vocals, but they really instill a sense of character here where they make you, like, strive to be the best version of yourself musically and elsewise.
The entire music program gives me tons and tons of opportunities to play. Like, I've played in band, I've played in orchestra, and I get all that stuff to build up my technique. And then on top of that, lessons with Mrs. Bendon and other teachers I've had in the past, plus all that, and a great community amongst the students here. I worked a lot with everyone else in the bass section with just working on that, and everyone who auditioned, so it's just amazing.
So Pella ends up having to go to the hardest district in the state to audition for Allstate at, and to have as many musicians as we did this year make it is really a testament to how well our music programs do prepare us. And like Lynn said, it's really about not just Allstate prep season, but like throughout the entire year of how we can better ourselves as whole musicians and not just as Allstate musicians.
You know, what are some of the opportunities the community typically would have to come out and support all of the various aspects, whether it is show, choir, band, or orchestra?
Well, coming up for Jazz Band on November 26th, we have our middle school and high school, like, almost a parent preview, but not quite, our first concert of the year. And then we go to Skiba Jazz Fest on December 14th in Winterset. And then we also happen to have our fall or winter concert on December 9th, which tends to be more Christmas related for band.
December 9th, we'll be having the orchestra concert along with the band concert, so you can come out and see both those groups. We'll be doing another grouping of Christmas type pieces, and yeah.
I think there's also in January, I think the orchestra is doing a dessert concert where we play modern pieces, so like Star Wars or Mamma Mia, Game of Thrones. So that would be really fun to come out and see.
For jazz band, I'm looking forward to an excellent competition season coming up. We have quite a few dates sporadically thrown at us throughout, like all the way through up until, I think we're performing at Tulip Time this year even. So it's a long season this year. And then for show choir, our competition season starts in mid-January and goes through the end of February. And we're very excited to present our show. It's about Pearl Harbor and the bombing and how the Americans really came together and stood up and fought back against that. And then this year, for the first time in a long time, the choir is going to put together solos and small ensembles and take them to a solo and ensemble contest at the end of February, which should be exciting.
I say that I always really enjoy the Skiba competition that we go to. I think it's a great introduction to our season. You know, it's our first competition. Especially for our new members in our group, I think that they'll really get a taste for what competing at that kind of level will be like. I know I remember like last or other years that I've been in the band, that experience has always helped me get acclimated to how things work and what I'm really looking at up, you know, competing against other schools, which I've enjoyed.
Once again, that was Annalie Babcock, Julia Smart, Lynn Nickel, Jack Stratton, and Sam Burrows, all state music students at Pella High School. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.